This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Baker Baker. We're here and there and everywhere. Hello. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Do you know what that means? Baker Baker. It was in the old day. I think it was a World War II connection thing for people who had, and I stand to be corrected, but I seem to remember that the opening salvo would be in order to clear the air. Baker Baker. Yeah. So that everybody else who was on the channel would get off. Baker Baker. And then whatever the problem was, Baker Baker, we're trapped on top of the hill. Baker Baker. You probably never heard that, Kara, right?
I have not. What an odd choice of words. But
Baker Baker.
You learn something new every day.
See, that's the idea of being in attendance here whilst we have conversation about what's going on in the world. I'm Doug. She's Kara. And you could be Tom. You could be Ken. You could be Jerry. You could be John, you could be Michael, you could be Jacqueline, you could be Giancarlo. What a great name that is. Giancarlo, you like that? Giancarlo is, the name came into my mind. I saw some, there's a director, I think, named Giancarlo. And then there's Walter. And then there's Fred. And so, hello to everybody. Let's get at the conference yesterday, a news conference. Some of the initial thoughts. The way I do this hour of the program, discussing issues in depth, some of them more serious than what I might do in other hours of the program when we're on with a collaboration of minds that all have different points of view on things. Here, it's not all about me. It's all about you, whether you agree or disagree. I'll take something and tell you what I think, and then you react as you're going wherever it is that you're going, or maybe you're just listening in bed and you think, yeah, I agree with him. Or no, I don't agree with him. And then get your mind working. It's good because we don't want your brain to become mental mush. Now do we? As is the case with so many people and their devices. So yesterday, the president-elect had a news conference. To wall or not to wall? That was the question. It was one of the questions anyway. He said, yep. We're committed to build a wall along the Mexican border. But when it comes to a wall between Trump and his business interests, the arrangement he announced is not what some people say is good. Putting his sons in charge of his empire will not provide meaningful financial separation between the president and his businesses. Is that so? Do you agree? So says one of the ethics lawyers who worked under President Bush. Okay. So, I think, didn't he talk about turning down a big deal in Dubai that he could have accepted, saying, quote, I could actually run my business and run the government at the same time. Okay, well, listen, if he can do that, more power to him, but it's not really a good idea, it would seem. From the practical side, no, I have a lot of questions. There are already a lot of questions. As a matter of fact, yesterday I actually heard somebody discussing impeachment. Already. Not in office. He'll be impeached in 4 to 6 months. Wait and see. How about that for being crazy? Huh? There's that much energy working against him. Okay, so let's see. What else did they talk about yesterday? Ask him questions. At least the guy from, well, if you were from CNN, you were persona non grata because the guy from CNN kept saying, I want to ask you a question. And Trump said, no, I don't want to. I'm not going to talk to you. And that's the president's prerogative. But the rest of the news, oh, wow, there's another attack on him. Let's go get him. Trump said he now accepts that Russia was most likely behind the cyber attacks during the campaign. Intelligence officials say they were intended to help his candidacy. But he couldn't quite bring himself to say bad things about bad Vlad. I can say bad things about him, right? He said, if Putin likes Trump, I consider that to be an asset, not a liability. Okay. So that's that story. Going through the unsubstantiated Russian allegations were nonsense. Let's see, what else have we got here that he talked about yesterday? I'm trying to look at some of my notes. The harshest words he had for any group in his press conference were for the intelligence community. Quote, a tremendous blot on their record, accusing them of leaking details of what he'd been briefed on in classified sessions. It's a disgrace, he said. That's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. So he'll be the main consumer of intelligence when he gets to be president. You know, it's, what is it? How many? What's today? Is the 12th, right? So 8 days from today, week from tomorrow, he's a new president.
It still feels crazy to me that we're finally at the time when someone is becoming president. It feels like this has been, I mean, it has been going on for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Feels like, wow, how is this finally happening?
Yeah, it's nuts. The way we do these campaigns, absolutely absurd. Let's see here. Congress, talking about legislative priorities, it's clear the president-elect has not much patience for the traditions and niceties of Congress. He mocked Senator Graham, quote, he's going to crack that 1% barrier one day. But he's going to need these guys when he's trying to get things done. But he's been able to smooth over a lot of things. There's a certain amount of theater to all of this, whether it's appropriate or not. That remains to be seen. Then there was a discussion of fake news. Lots of people with attempts to be malicious, spreading falsehoods, misinformation, that sort of thing. Fake news. Trump labeled the unsubstantiated information about him that circulated widely this week after, again, that intelligence briefing. The label has been most commonly associated with efforts to influence politics. And so that's where we get to the rubber in the road, you know what I mean? I have no use for any of this stuff. I want to hear the words. I don't want to see them on a piece of paper because that's interpretation. The best way to know what somebody thinks is to actually hear them speak, to see them speak. Otherwise, anything and everything can be called into question. So you could say, and I got a lot of comments yesterday about some things that we posted on our Facebook page. And that's because what people were listening to, why I feel that they have value, is because they were listening to us speak, actually talk, not in heard. Did you hear that? That's worthless. That's here in court, they call it hearsay or hearsay. So, anyway, a lot of the new press conference yesterday maybe suggested that his way of handling the press, if, again, yesterday was any indication, the news media, well, finally he has it. Well, why? What do you mean finally? Finally is what? This guy can have press conferences when he wants to. That's his prerogative. It's not the news media's prerogative. It's his prerogative. And so one of the questions, I think, was about the Supreme Court time. There are little bits and pieces about the cabinet and his priorities and the business of what happened in the hotel in Moscow. There was a lot of the early evening shows, those Entertainment Tonight shows. All these people, these people are so funny. You know, I don't usually watch those shows, but last night I happened to have come home and I turned on Mario and whoever that woman is, and then the other one that follows them. There's four of those shows, two on each network. And they all say the same thing. They all do the same thing. And they all try to be close. My good friend Oprah lost all that weight. Wow, we got 140 pounds. And my pal Donald Trump, one of those fellows went to Trump when he went to Moscow in 2013. So they showed him getting a Russian hat. And being chased around. This is great. Wow. Imagine that. I got time with Donald Trump. He's my pal. And all that other nonsense. Okay, so that's my whole take on, what is that? When There's been this back and forth between Putin and Trump, good, bad, indifferent. Yesterday, Putin called what Trump said after the after his press conference, pulp fiction. Now, did he really say that? Yeah, you can find, well, if you know how to translate Russian, you can find out what he had to say. So anyway, that's my take on Donald Trump today. And so I guess what we ought to do is have a pause in the action and clear our minds of all of that and go on to something else that is substantive. 17 past the hour on Good Day.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In January of 1776, American patriot Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It helped spark the American Revolution. This January, as we think about our goals for the coming year, let's revisit this historic document and hear what Paine told his fellow colonists. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises, at first, a formidable outcry in defense of custom." In today's language, he was saying that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. Let's be fair. That's exactly why we've used these segments each week to highlight the negative impact that excessive litigation has on daily life in America. Now, as we start a new year, we're also going to share stories about how excessive government regulation holds America back. It's time to challenge the status quo. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
A lot of legal things going on in the country after Christmas. Lots of things get back on the front burner. Remember that 14-year-old Texas boy who liked playing with gadgets? One day brought a homemade clock to school, showed the teacher. The teacher became alarmed. The school called the police. And this fellow, Ahmed Mohammed, this 14-year-old, was handcuffed, pulled out of school, interrogated. Charge of possessing a hoax bomb was dismissed. The school suspended him for 3 days. Glenn Beck talked about the incident repeatedly, and he was sued for defamation by the boy's father. But apparently the judge tossed out the case against all of the people involved. So Glenn Beck is cleared. Those of you who are Glenn Beck fans, I wanted you to breathe a sigh of relief knowing that he'd be A-okay. Phew. Well, boy, I'm glad about that, huh? 21 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen take on the day is on the air.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Salon. Sounds called Cranes in the Sky. She got interviewed by her big sister for the cover of Interview magazine. And she went into a conversation about her older sister, Beyonce, actually with her older sister, about her. Were they talking about each other? What was going on?
Beyonce was interviewing Solange. It's Interview magazine. Every year they do a celebrity edition, so they have celebrities interviewing other celebrities.
Oh.
And so each celebrity gets to choose
William
someone.
William Shatner on his TV show, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, they get to choose who's going to interview them, so Solange chose Beyonce.
Not nice. How well is Solange doing now that we know?
Very well now.
Who did she take a shot at?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z
in the elevator?
Yeah. That was her. Remember that.
Apparently Jay-Z deserved it.
Right. Did that come up in the interview?
No, I haven't read it yet, but I don't think so. No, I don't
think
so.
The question is, sister, are you still mad at me for beating up your husband in an elevator? Thinking about something like that?
I think they worked through it.
Uh-huh. All right, so it's nice there. Does it seem by reading the interview that they're close?
Oh, yeah.
You say? Yeah.
Very close, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Solange has sort of really been in Beyonce's shadow for a long time.
So how old is Solange versus how old is Beyonce? What age difference is there?
I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years difference.
Yeah.
I think didn't Beyonce just have a birthday? Isn't she like 36 or 35? And Solange might be 31.
Solange is 30. I think Beyonce is 33 or 34, but I might have just made that up.
All right, so what other families can you think of that have sister acts like this, even though they aren't acting together, that have been able to create music, or maybe they were actors or whatever it is?
The Deschanel girls, Zoe and Emily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ava and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yep.
That's a
right.
Good one.
Any more?
All the Kardashians are just so talented.
Right.
Yeah, this is kind of older, but isn't that two sisters in that band who are the singers?
Yes, right. You're right. Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
You're right.
Aha. Uh-huh. There you go. 2 points for Kara.
Go, Kara. She
deserves
good
that
job.
A that she got. All right, next up in the musical moment portion of this hour of the program is a focus on Fifth Harmony.
performing on January 18th at the People's Choice Award. That's the next big award show. So that would be next, well, Wednesday, a week from today, People's Choice Awards. First time they have been in the public eye this year. Let's see here. Camila Cabello is Gonzo.
Yeah.
So is it now fourth? Harmony is fifth? Or what's
well, that was sort of, that was the big question. Are they going to change their name? But it doesn't look like they're going to. They're going to stay as Fifth Harmony and just down to the four of them. I mean, back in the day when Destiny's Child went through a lot of lineup changes, they would just keep getting new people in. But I don't think that that's sort of the thing anymore. One Direction lost Zayn Malik and they just went down.
That's what happens to a lot of some of the older groups as well as younger groups. I'm going to see the Four Tops and the Temptations this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have, there's Four Tops, but I think there's only two of them are the original Four Tops. Same with the Temptations.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're really good, though. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. Well, I like any of them. I remember we went to see the Skinners and the OJs a year or so ago. And Mary said, I can't believe they have all those hits. Remember, they do. I can just imagine how the stage will rock and the audience will love the Four Tops and the Temptations. They've been on the road together off and on for, what, 2-3 years, I think, haven't they? Maybe longer.
I think I saw them five years ago together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good amalgamation. Nice combo. All right, so let's hope for the best for Fifth Harmony. Last time they showed up at a performance for an award show was the American Music Awards. So let's give them some good thoughts and hope and faith and all that good stuff. 28 after the hour.
Here's your health care update with America's health care advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantor plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Four after the hour, I'm Greg Steffen in the studio with Kara Schilling. She's got the controls in her hands. She's got the whole world in her hands, as her mom said. My mom said, it isn't if you win or lose, but how you play the game that's important. And that's true. The game at the moment is football. However, as the Super Bowl approaches, you want to know what the good news is? We are 1 month and 1 day away from the first players arriving in spring training. Ah, yes, indeed. And Tim Tebow is not invited. Kind of surprised he got into the Mets minor league camp and working hard, but he apparently isn't going to be on. I don't know what we'll have to look into the details of that. But I saw spring training and then looked at the calendar. Thought, wow. Even though the woolly weather continues here in Southern California, rain again today, lots of it, it goes away by midday, and it was quite nice yesterday afternoon here. Kara, what was the weather situation there in the last 24 hours where you are in Washington?
It was actually pretty nice yesterday. We had some drizzle this morning. It's been raining off and on here, but not too much. But yeah, I think it was in the mid-50s. It's supposed to be 60 today, so.
Yes, nicely done.
A big difference from last weekend.
That's for sure. I was thinking about my friends listening in Des Moines, where the weather has been rather erratic. I think that's the best way to put it. In California, the Monterey area, hello, listening in this morning, checking in Little Rock in Columbia, South Carolina, and New Bern. I went down there
to Mayola's Dairy about 25 years ago. I don't know if there's somebody call me from Uber and tell me if that outfit still. I still have a T-shirt and a sweatshirt from that event. Can you imagine? Like 24 years ago. Hello, Spokane, Washington, Ithaca, New York. It's a good day, Colorado Springs. Let's go to Illinois, where we have, I think, three or four stations mid-state, where a 22-year-old man was arrested, detained after posting online pictures of himself burning a flag. Yesterday, he filed a federal lawsuit seeking to have the flag desecration law declared unconstitutional. Because remember, this was a conversation a couple, 3 weeks ago, it seems to me. Even though we all find it disgusting, it is an expression under the Constitution of freedom. You can freely, that's a way of you saying, I don't like my country, I'm burning the flag. I would say the better way of you expressing yourself, you don't like the country, get the hell out. That would be more productive. Anyway, the state law, like the one in Illinois, have already been declared invalid by the Supreme Court in a couple of different cases back in, I think, late 80s, early 90s. Flag burning and other forms of damage are protected free speech. Huh. But a couple of dozen states still have those laws on the books. This is from Champaign, Urbana. Good, Doug. Maybe Champaign, Urbana? Ah, that's much better. The police there used a flag desecration law to arrest this guy. His name is Biden Melot. He said that he carefully planned his demonstration to protest racial discrimination and other injustices, and then he posted six pictures of himself on Facebook. The post generated a lot of comments, as you can imagine, and that's what led the police to arrest him. He works at the local Walmart. He was released without being charged. He's being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. Expected to discuss the lawsuit today at a news conference in Champaign. Open dissent is a high form of patriotism, so said he. It was frightening to have the police arrest me last. This was the 4th of July a bit, and he sat in the county jail for a while. It's just not the right. And you know what? Now there, anybody gets arrested under this circumstance, pretty unusual, frankly. There was somebody arrested in Wisconsin, I think, a while back, but that didn't get anywhere. And then, you know, I think Trump said something recently, anybody who burns the flag should face consequences like jail, loss of citizenship. Here we go. I think there's better stuff for them to do. The police department there, it would seem to me, I don't know, I have a very close friend who lives there, runs a big business there in that community. But I'm betting he and his wife would not be happy that this guy burned the flag. He'd probably be siding with the police department. The law is clear. Like it or not, if you don't like the law, then you get the you go to your congressman and say, why don't you introduce a bill that fixes this? But then he'll introduce a bill and the Supreme Court will declare unconstitutional. It's already been declared unconstitutional a couple of times. So let's move on, shall we? As a matter of fact, yes, the answer is. Here's the story of some Saudi women, Saudi Arabian women, who have spread the word across social media that they are no longer going to be second-class citizens. They filmed themselves breaking the rules in Saudi Arabia in the name of equality. Listen to this.
Saudi Arabian women are so done with not having full rights in their country. A recently released music video shows niqab-clad women skateboarding and wearing neon. It's a response to Saudi Arabia's requirement that women get permission from male relatives to do nearly anything. Women in Saudi Arabia aren't allowed to do many of the activities shown. The lyrics are political and damning, wishing for men to die. Despite the women's faces being covered from wearing their niqabs, what they're doing is risky. The video quickly went viral and has received mixed reviews.
Uh-huh. It has been viewed 2 million times, A lot of debate in Saudi Arabia. It'd be nice if they come into the maybe even 20th century instead of 21st century. Just bring themselves up a little bit. Who are we to criticize them? It's none of my business what goes on there. It's none of yours either. But it is their business, and it's interesting to see that there is a there's a sharp point on the pencil when it comes to Sharia law. The concerns that they have. The older people are really angry about this. The younger people, millennials in Saudi Arabia, think this is great. It just shows you the tide changing in that age group all over the world. And it's appropriate. It's good. Healthy. Happy about it.
Well, yeah, and I think if you're a younger person, you're growing up in the age of social media, and obviously if they're able to make a video and post it on social media, they can see what else is going on in other places in the world. Yeah. And I think as a young woman, it would be exceptionally frustrating to see women in other places able to have all of these freedoms and be equal to men, yeah, and then not experience that in your own country.
I think that's a lot
more accessible now if you're young than if you're older and didn't grow up with that kind of freedom.
Yeah. I saw Hidden Figures, the movie, last night, about the three black women who influenced the space program amazingly. It was a very good movie and very frustrating because a lot of the same things we're talking about here with regard to the Saudi women was dealt with by these black women in the era of our space race, the beginning 1950s, 1960s, when they had separate bathrooms for blacks and separate coffee pots. Those of you who've seen the movie know what I'm talking about. It's well done and shameful when we look back at our country. We consider ours, and it's still going on today. Come on, you know as well as I do. This kind of stuff is still going on today. We're looking at the Saudis. Clean up your country. We need to clean up our country. We got plenty of stuff going on here that is disgusting, shameful, hateful, because of the color of one's skin. Well, there are other reasons for not liking people too, right? Bad religion, they're not my religion, so... And politically, I'm a conservative, of course, so anybody else is worthless. It's that kind of stuff. It is part of the human condition. No question about it. Things to think about in a moment. Organ transplants are in our focus here. 43 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes. And I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry. Plus a free book called Beat the Odds plus free shipping. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com.
tonight. Don't miss the premiere of Colony on USA Network.
The question for humanity is not where we've been, it's where we are going.
From Carlton Cuse, executive producer of Lost, comes the show critics are calling an enticing futuristic thriller.
It's only the beginning.
Starring Josh Holloway and Sarah Wayne Callies.
Why aren't people fighting for their lives?
We need to maintain order in this colony.
Our world is no longer our own.
Mankind will face a great trial.
We have to keep fighting.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
All right, we have 47 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The focus on organ transplantation. As we think about the good, the bad, and the ugly, there are more organ transplants now than ever before, but there's a question about what they're being used for. Up 9% last year, organ transplantation. 33,606 transplants took place in our country. 20% gain in organ donations as well over the past couple of years. Here's the story.
For the fourth year in a row, organ transplants have reached record highs. In 2016, there were nearly 34,000 transplants, about 20% more than in 2012, and 82% of those were from people who had died. But this isn't the major public health victory it seems like it should be. America's opioid epidemic is one of the major causes for the increase in donor organs. One in every 11 organ donors died of a drug overdose. In some places, that number jumps to nearly one in four. And unfortunately, there still are enough donor organs to meet the demands of people who need transplants. Even with the increase in donor organs, there are almost 120,000 people on the waiting list for organ transplants.
Wow. The spike in transplants linked to a health problem, the opioid crisis. What a scourge drugs are. You wonder, those of us who have strong spiritual beliefs, do you ever wonder, I do this almost every day, actually, wonder why something's going on, whether it's personal, like your personal relations, you seem to think everything is okay, why can't it be okay, and it's not, and then you find out about people. There's a guy who's a neighbor of mine in Massachusetts who's been around all my life. He's about 10 years older than I am, and he's dying a horrible death of lung cancer. And here's a good guy. He's the best. And when I went to see him in the hospital last week, he looked at me and I shook his hand and I knew he was telling me goodbye. He's under hospice care now and probably a week from now will not be here. I don't understand why that happens, why it is happening, why it has happened. It just, for me, and then there's, you know, you have faith. I believe in the ultimate resolution of things coming in the way of an understanding. All intelligent, you know, the Star Wars business about the Force or whatever it is. I hope the Force is with him. I was thinking that as I was thinking about the movie. The Force is with you. You are the Force. Think about that sort of thing that way. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Eckstein and the Pet Show to be showcased here with DJV. Great advice for dog lovers, cat lovers. And if you listen to the Pet Show that's on here every weekend around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, you get Warren and his spin on life with your pets. Some people like their pets more than they like other human beings. And it's easy to understand why, I think. Don't you think that you've been through this 100 times, Warren, right?
There's not like a person I met that I like as much as my pets. I don't get along with anyone. I don't get along with anyone that walks upright.
Really? Does that include me, Denise? Come on.
Well, we get along, but you're not my dog, Doug.
Woof woof. All right, Warren Eckstein and his pet consultants. We had something from last week that we wanted to talk about. That's how we get started in a moment here.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, the pet and animal expert that the stars go to. All right, so last week you suggested you were going to help us in understanding how to save money on pet bills at the veterinarian, or is this about food? Is this about clothing? Is this about health care? What is this about?
It's a combination of things. Last week I started talking about the concept that you don't have to get your prescription medicine for your pet at the vet. You can buy it at Walgreens. You could buy it at Costco. You can buy it at Target. They all give discounts. So very often you can save a lot of money just by asking your vet for a prescription rather than buying the medication there if he won't match the other prices. That's number one. Number two, I get this all the time. I know you went through it with Charlotte as well. You've been going to the same vet. You love your vet. He's, you know, yeah. You think he's omnipotent, and yet your dog or cat isn't getting better. When is it time to go to a specialist? In the veterinary field now, there are just as many specialties are in human field, cardiologist, oncologist, yep. a dentist. If you're going to your regular veterinarian, and nothing against your regular doctor, I go to regular doctors myself, when you go to a doctor and you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, then it's time to go see a specialist. Now, it might cost you a little bit more money up front, Doug, but the bottom line is you'll save money in the long run by getting a quicker diagnosis. And, of course, your pet will be a lot better. So anytime you're just going through something and it's over and over again and you're not getting results, getting a second opinion or going to a specialist in the long run will save you money and your pet a lot of aggravation.
I always thought the man you put me onto who became a friend, Bill Carlson, was the best, whether it came to a specialty or a general veterinarian. He was brilliant. He loved Charlotte, and it was really a pleasure to go see him and get charged about $1,000 a visit.
I just had coffee with him not too long ago. He's a great guy, but he's the type of veterinarian, and we work together even in New York, but he's the type of vet that will say, you know what, let's take a look. Let's go to an oncologist. I see this growth. Yeah. I'm not really sure. Get a second opinion. Let's go to an oncologist. That's what I respect about vets or any doctor that will say, you know what, I'm not sure. It's above my expertise. Let's get a second opinion from a specialist.
All right, there's a question that was developed actually by you on your program last weekend about dogs crying, dogs and their ability to show emotion. I have to believe 100%, especially when I look back at Charlotte's life, how she was able to share her emotion or show it. Both of those. What do you find?
It was proven to me a couple of years ago when a couple that I was working with, they had a cat and they had a kid. The kid was punished, sent to a room. They went into the room a couple of hours later. They found two wet towels, one where the cat was lying with tears, one where the child was lying with her tears. So I believe it. Diane Fossey, Gorillas in the Mist. Charles Darwin even wrote about elephants crying. Why are we so egotistical, human egotistical, to think that animals don't have the ability to feel emotions?
Yep. I mean, that's it. Right there. You just said it. Human ego. And what it does to your pets. Listen live every weekend to The Pet Show with Warren Eckstein. Check it out at petshow.com. Warren is here with us every week at this time, and the time speaking of that, 59 past.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.